Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for Avi Maron, Evi Marasi, Sheyichiu. Lenishmas Maras Esther, Master Shmuel, Maras Chaim, Master Gyanam, Master Tachar, Master Meir Zev. In the Gemara Meseches Brachas, in Tab Zayin Amid Aleph, it says, Then we're Shmuel Baran Chmeni Rabbi Yonas, and Mishmar Subschar Shal, Zachal Shalosh, Bishar, Mehebe, Zachal Tunas Shem Yabit, from the fact that Moshe was afraid at the snat to look at the image of Hashem, Kabi Yachal, he was Zocha afterwards in Parshas Baloch, Loschal Tunas Hashem Yabit. Vasirosi has kapai risa sacharai, says the Gemara Vayter, that you can see my back. Amar Rav Chana bar Bizna, Rav Shimon Chasida, Melamit Shehera, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Kasher Shel Tefillin. It teaches you that Moshe, Hashem showed Moshe his tefillin knots. Rashi says, Utumas Shem Yabit, Zem Mara Chorayim. What does it mean, Utumas Shem Yabit? He saw him from the back. Kasher Shel Tefillin, Me'achor Rav Hu. From the back, and we said earlier, says Rashi, "Vamrinan leel, Dakadosh Baruch Hu Tefillin." Hashem puts on tefillin. The Rambam, in the third parak of Hilchos Tefillin, Halacha Yud Gimel, Paskins, "Umachnis Ritzua Shel Rosh Betuvah Shela, Umakef Midas Rosha Bekosher Keshem Ruba Kamin Dalid Vekesher Zetzarach Kol Tam Lechacham Lelamdo Viyav Shelo Diatzaros Bechsav Ela Bereias Ayin." Pretty amazing. The Rambam tells us how to make the knot of the shel rosh, and that you make it like a dalid, and every Talmud Chacham has to know how to do this, and you cannot, you have to know, he knows to know how to teach it, and you cannot tell the form of this shel rosh b'chsav, it has to be b'ri'iyas ayin. It has to be able to be seen. So in the Sefer Ma'amari Pachad Yitzchak on Sukkot in Ma'amar Tzadi Ches, Maron Rosh HaYeshiva Zal writes that the makor of the Rambam in this halacha, that you can only tell the form of the kesher, Biri'iyah, is from our sukkah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe the kesher shel tefillin. Now, in the Chidushim of Maran Rizal Levi on the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, he asks, why does the Rif bring in Hilchos Tefillin the Memra in our Sugya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe the Kesher Shel Tefillin? This isn't Divrei Halacha, it's Divrei Agada. But according to our footnote, we understand very beautifully that, as is pointed out in the beautiful Sefer Ma'arba Bracha, that it's a halacha. Yef shalo diyatzurasa b'ksav ela b'riyasayin. There's a halacha that's derived from here. So memela makes sense that the Rif brings it down, even though the Rif only brings down the halacha. Now we have to understand this inyan miyuchad amitzis tefillin, that it has to be done dafka, that the limud b'tzuras hakesher, in order to do the kesher, is dafka adei re'iya. So the Ma'arba Bracha explains that like Avei Tefillin, it says, and that's something special about mitzvah tefillin that we don't find in other mitzvahs, that it creates a new tzura of Ben Yisrael, that the Umas HaOlam are see this tzura of Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'yaru Mimeka, and then they fear us. So by mitzvah tzitzis, it says that the Risa Masu Zechartim is called mitzvah Hashem, that somebody who wears the tzitzis learns the mitzvahs. It's great. He remembers the mitzvahs, but by tefillin there's a new tzura, that the people are going to see the Jew and they're going to fear him. So that's a new tzura of a Jew. So since this mitzvah has this special, kibiyachol magical power, that when you see the person wearing it, it gives him a different look. Because when you see him, he looks different. So it makes sense that's the nature of the mitzvah. The nature of mitzvah is that when you see it, when you see the person wearing the tefillin, he looks different. So in the same way, the tzura of the kesher has to be al yedei re'iya. That also has to be seen. And then also, a Talmud Chacham has to teach this. Rav gives it to a Talmud, just like Hashem gave it over to Moshe. Earlier on, the Vav Amar Aleph, it says Amar Vav Amar Adam, Rav Yitzchak, Menayin, Shekir, Shparach, Menayin, Tfilin, Shenem, Nishba, Hashem, Bimino, Zero, Uzo, etc. Uzo, Elu, Tfilin, Shenem, Hashem, Oz, Lamo, Yitain. So how do we know that the Tfilin are Oz, Li, Yisrael? Because it says, Vero, Kala, Meretz, Kishem, Hashem, Nikra, Lecha, Vyaru, Mimek, Avitanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Gadol, Omer, Elu, Tfilin, Sheberosh, Amar, Rav Nachum, Bar Yitzchak, Rav Chia, Bar Abba, Ovin, Hani, Tfilin, the Mariam, Maksiv, Behu, Amaleo, Mikam, Chiso, Goyachot, Baretz. So how do we know Hashem puts on tefillin? Because it says Hashem swore with his right and with the arm of his strength. The strength is his tefillin, because Hashem owes them a yitain. And how do you know tefillin are owes for the Jewish people? Because it says, again, that Hashem gave his owes to his nation. And how do you know that tefillin give us owes, give us strength? Because it says that the goyim are going to see us, and they are going to fear us, because the name of God is upon us. And Rav Elazar Gadol says, these are tefillin shebarosh. And Rechem Yitzchak says, what does it say, Tak, in the tefillin of Hashem? It says, who is like your nation, Israel, Goyechad Baretz? So the question is, if the yisod of the Kasha of the Gemara is that we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, and we ask, what does it say in his tefillin? Why don't we say B'Pashtus that his tefillin has the same Arba Parshas that our tefillin have? Shema v'hayim shemo kadesh v'hayaki aviyacha. His parshias have his tefillin have parshias. Our tefillin have parshias. Same parshias. Well, why would you think differently? Mechi teisi that we have different parshias in our tefillin. That we have parshias about the godless of Hashem, and Hashem has in his tefillin parshias about the gedulas Yisrael, about our greatness. Why is the Gemara making that assumption? So it's mashma that by the mitzvahs riyas panim, we darshan chagiga beis amar aleph and elsewhere yira yeroeh, that just like somebody comes to see, he comes to be seen. In other words, the whole maila there is b'riyas hakadosh baruch hu is that there's a dugma b'riyas yisrael that we could be yachol see him, he could be yachol sees us. Panim keneged panim, hu ra osano, and we see him. So since it says by our tefillin, echidish tzura. That's Novea Mishem Hashem, that you can see that we look different. You have a new hasaga of a Yiru Mimeka. Now a person has a new hasaga of fearing Hashem. Because the shame Hashem is upon us, and now we have a new appreciation of Hashem. So when it comes to Hashem, when somebody Kiviyachal would see his tefillin, Kiviyachal, so they would have a new appreciation of Yisrael. Just like we find Yira Yerai, we come to see Hashem and we come to be seen. So it works both ways. So too by tefillin. When we are seen with our tefillin in a new way, so too we also see Kiviyachal Hashem in a new way. And just like we're seen in a new way based on our kesher with Him, He is seen in a new way based on His kesher with us. And that's the inyan of Re'iyah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him his kesher of tefillin. That mitzad echad, there's a new hasag, a new perception of godliness. Like Rashi says, Re'iyas achorayim, Re'iyas kesher shel tefillin. That's a kiyum of tefillin Hashem yabit. So we have a new perception, Moshe Rabbeinu, a new perception of Hashem. And together with that, there's also the krisis bris of the Yud Gimel Midos, like it says in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, that Omek HaRe'iyah is ki Shem Yisrael Nikra Alecha Klapei Kodesh Baruch Hu. That at this Mari he got the Yud Gimel Midos. And that shows Hashem's special relationship with us, just like Hashem wearing tefillin has our godless in the tefillin, the parashas of the tefillin. So too, that's the krisis yud gimel midos, Hashem's unique relationship with us. So that is very, very amazing, and we should be zocheh mirtz Hashem להמשיך ללמוד ולעמד לשמר ולעשה לקיים את כל דברי סלמת הרסה ביהבה. אמן ואמן, שלום שלום סביב 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 סבי